Dear ladies and gentlemen, distinguished English guests. It's a very common wisdom to start a speech with a quotation from an historical figure. My choice will be Cosmo Kramer from the American television show Seinfeld. He once said, "You know, it's amazing that the amount of news that happens in the world every day always just exactly fits the newspaper." A lot of newsworthy events happen at UN headquarters, and my editor in Turkey mostly wonders where to fit them. Sometimes I have the impression that all the perils and diplomatic intrigue of the world in a nutshell is part of my daily routine. Being a United Nations correspondent can be overwhelming, challenging, and surprising. As a foreign news editor based in Turkey, how do I know this? Because the Doug Hemmingshall Fund gave me the opportunity. This fellowship gave me an unmatchable privilege to be a correspondent at the United Nations and to live in New York City. I have had the chance to observe reporting practices outside my country and to become acquainted with journalists from around the world. I have witnessed a major breakthrough in the Syrian crisis and covered Iran's charm offensive. I enjoyed being a correspondent in the field and getting out of from my behind my desk as an editor. I'm looking forward to interviewing the Secretary General next week, another professional opportunity for me that would have been unimaginable without this fellowship. I invite you to support this organization in order to also give this unique opportunity to more of my colleagues around the world. Being a Doug Fellow has definitely been a life-changing experience for me, both as a journalist and as a young woman who craves to know more about other cultures. I know already then, when I return to Turkey, I will be a much more competent journalist and culturally enriched person. I want to thank Evelyn Leopold, who clears the path for the fellows with her professional experience, to Bill Riley for his tremendous help, although he still refuses to show his Irish step dancing moves, to Mary Krauser for her endless patience with us, and to Shauna Maggie, who never lets us down with weekly payments. And thanks to the Doug Board, who have chosen the fellows, and to the many UN journalists who are always willing to help us. Last but not least, I thank my dear fellows, Maria from Pakistan, Lida from Brazil, and Rose from Kenya. Thank you.